Well, I'll say first that this is probably the fattest Fat Bear Week ever.
That's Naomi Boak, a media ranger for Katmai National Park.
We had the largest sockeye salmon run ever. We had 800,000 salmon come through the Brooks River. And we had three or four previous years where we had great salmon runs. So those bears are really fat.
Typically, bears will vie for prime fishing spots to bulk up for the winter. But this year's surplus of salmon led to less competition along Brook River Falls. Media ranger Brooklyn White says the peaceful harvest also saw bear cubs playing with other family groups.
Which was really odd. It's not something that many people had seen or experienced before because of such a successful salmon run that allowed for a more relaxed season for the bears this year.
One of those playful cubs belongs to returning champ and queen of corpulence, Bear 435 Holly. Her spring cub is also competing for the top spot. Cubs born in the winter weigh around 1 pound, but can expand their weight 60 times that in their first year. Boak says the Rangers can't play favorites, but she says 435's cub could be a sleeper favorite among the voters.
She is part of the royal family, and she was very popular on the Explore.org bear cams this year. So I'd watch her.
Another bear packing the pounds for the top spot is 480 Otis, a former champion and one of the park's most renowned animals. Bear 747 also returns. He was 2019's runner-up and was assumed to weigh almost 1,400 pounds. That estimation was calculated using terrestrial laser scanning technology, which is normally used in civil engineering projects to scan buildings for volumes. White says the National Park System started experimenting with the scanners last year.
We're able to collect data that previously would only be accessible by invasive maneuvers by people. So with that information, we're able to collect data in a hands-free way that allows the bears still to be as wild as they can.
This is the second year the park is using the scanners. So far, 12 bears have been scanned successfully. Instead of guessing weights this year, researchers will focus on volume, that is, how much space the bears occupy. This year's contest is also the most popular to date. Viewership of Katmai Conservancy and Explore.org's Bear Cam has doubled since last year. Mike Fitz is a naturalist for Explore.org and was a ranger at the park for more than a decade. Fitz hosts online presentations interpreting bear behavior captured by the cam.
People are looking for nature-based experiences, even though they weren't physically at Brooks River. And then also, the bears are charismatic animals. They're mindful animals. They're individuals. So we get to see that on the webcams. We get to see the differences between a very dominant bear, like 747, for instance, and one of the past Fat Bear Week champions, 435 Holly, who is very tolerant of the presence of other bears.
Fitz says that Fat Bear Week is also a celebration of the environment. He was unable to travel to Katmai this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but he is thrilled to see so many healthy bears.
Crystal Bay offers that opportunity for people to see, you know, what salmon runs truly can be like. So much of us don't have that opportunity to experience an ecosystem that's functioning at its fully realized potential. And that's one thing when I moved up to Bristol Bay and lived in King Salmon and Katmai that opened up my eyes. I had not expected that.
People can vote for their favorite bears through October 6th. To the victor goes the salmon. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.